Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Penny for Your Secrets by Anna Lee Huber. Narrated by Heather Wilds. Chapter 1. Three may keep a secret if two of them are dead. Benjamin Franklin. September 1919. London, England. Verity, darling. Ada grasped my hands and pulled me into her poppy-scented embrace, kissing the air next to my cheek. I'm so glad you could make it. But of course, I replied, searching for eyes for signs of strain. Your letter was most persuasive. If she still felt any of the frantic energy that had filled her missive, she didn't show it. In fact, she all but ignored my comment, allowing her gaze to sweep up and down my form. And what is this? You look stunning. Her fingers brushed over the jade-green beaded bodice of my gown, with its dropped waist. This colour is divine. It makes your eyes sparkle. I laughed. If anyone looks stunning, it's you. Indeed, it was true. Swathed in a gown of crimson satin that left little to the imagination, her neck dripping with diamonds, there was no better word to describe the impact of Ada's appearance. Her dark hair and eyes, gently lined in kohl, were a striking contrast to the fluid red of her gown and the soft wash of colour on her lips. A wash of colour that the more staid guests of tonight's dinner party were certain to find too brash, not realizing their hostess had already made a concession to their feelings by not applying it as